Defense Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, the 66-year-old former Republican senator will succeed Leon Panetta at the Pentagon. Republicans are already signaling a fierce confirmation fight against Hagel, even though he's one of their own. But it is unusual for presidential nominees for cabinet posts, that is, to be voted down by the Senate. And Obama's Democrats are currently holding the potentially decisive majority in the upper house. A decorated Vietnam War veteran, Hagel voted for the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He also voted for the controversial Patriot Act signed into law by George W. Bush in 2001. Joining us on the line is former chief of the U.S. mission in Iraq, Edward Peck, to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, we don't know much about Hagel as a whole, except for the fact that he's shown himself to be a very pro-war candidate so far, also voting in the Patriot Act. What do you think he brings to the table as a potential defense secretary?
Well, there appears to be a number of qualifications that he has. He is a war veteran, having fought, in the Korean War. He has served in the Senate and has shown himself to be a man who thinks and explains what he wishes to do on the basis of what he thinks is the right thing, without necessarily going along with the party or popular opinion. So, from that perspective, an awful lot of people think that he's precisely the person that we need. For example, he is clearly concerned about the possibility that the United States might make what he considers to be the terrible mistake of going to war with Iran. And people are criticizing him for this. Those are people who think that we should go to war with Iran, but an awful lot of Americans, and I guess including the president, do not think we need another war at this particular moment.
Right, and how, very quickly if you can, how different do you think Hagel is going to be from the current defense secretary? What is it about Hagel that will prove to be more beneficial for the Obama administration and what it hopes to achieve in these 4 years?
Well, I think that Mr. Obama considers that Mr. Hagel, Senator Hagel, would be good for the United States, in addition to your comment that it would be good for the Obama administration. The Defense Department and U.S. military involvement and the costs involved in those two programs have become enormous, and Mr. Hagel seems to think that we can do a perfectly good job of defending and advancing our interests in the world with a much smaller involvement of the defense sector, both the business and the Congress and the military itself,
right,
from spending so much money on the programs.
Okay, we're going to just have to wait and see what Monday brings in. That was former chief of U.S. mission in Iraq, Edward Peck, joining us from Washington.